Cesar Chavez, the co-founder of the United Farm Workers, is something of a national icon. There's even a U.S. postage stamp with his image. Many close to Chavez say that when he was alive, he often turned down honors because he knew that the success of the farm worker movement was built on the tenacity and courage of people whose names might not ever make the history books. People like Josefina Flores. Reporter Farida Javala Romero visited the now 83-year-old Flores at her home in Delano, California, the place where the UFW's grape strike began.
Josefina Flores began working in the fields when she was 8. She never went to school. She was born a U.S. citizen in California, but wasn't treated that way. We were treated like animals, she says, like we were nobodies. The bosses just wanted to make money. If you got sick and fainted there in the field, they wouldn't call an ambulance. It was the 1930s. Farm workers used a short hoe that caused terrible back pain. They drank tepid water out of a bucket only when they reached the end of a row. They didn't have the right to shade or breaks, let alone minimum wage. There were no restrooms. When women had to relieve themselves, they'd stand in a circle around each other right there in the fields. But the worst, Josefina says, was the rape. We were young then, she says. Sometimes one of the girls would come and say, the foreman said that if I didn't have sex with him, that he would fire me and my family. By the 1960s, not much had changed. So when Josefina heard about a man named Cesar Chavez, who was organizing to change things, she went to hear him speak. Chavez said something that gave her hope and strength. He said we had to make a sacrifice, to do something to defend ourselves, because if not, this would never end, says Josefina. And everyone who joined the movement had to commit to nonviolence to keep the moral high ground. A lot of farm workers thought Chavez was crazy and that real change could never happen because other efforts had failed in the past. But still, dreamers like Josefina joined the union and helped each other. That's where she learned how to read and write.
Yo aprendí en la unión.
In 1965, the first strike against grape growers began in the town of Delano. In 1966, Cesar Chavez and farm workers walked some 300 miles to the state capital in Sacramento. In 1967, they launched a long boycott of California table grapes. Josefina would wake up at 3 a.m. for a day of picket lines and strikes. She'd carry a banner of the Virgen de Guadalupe at the front of the line. She and others survived on food donations and often went hungry. They slept on the floor for months at a time. Sometimes, they were beaten up by thugs hired by the growers.
Llegaban ellos con unos carrotes ahí como y se bajaban golpeándonos.
They came with clubs, got out of their cars, and started beating us, says Josefina. What will you do? You couldn't even run because they were big men. You should have seen them. They would run, grab us, and beat us.
You have to remember the times.
Mark Grossman was Cesar Chavez's speechwriter and aide at the UFW.
Farm workers had no right to organize. None of the social protective legislation that industrial workers had won in the 1930s.
It's the summer of 1973 in a grape field near Delano. Sheriff's deputies hold batons and advance towards a peaceful crowd. Some people lie motionless, face down on the dusty road, while others are bloody and handcuffed. Here's Cesar Chavez.
We've had now a series of beatings by the police. They have very consistently used profanity against men and women in the picket line in such language and in such a way as to tell them that directly that they're going to kill them and that they're no good son of a and that they're Mexican.
In many ways, in the 60s and 70s, rural California was not all that different from Alabama and Mississippi.
Mark Grossman.
There have been 5 farm workers who were martyred, who lost their lives during strikes, and thousands more who were unjustly incarcerated, or hundreds who were beaten, and dozens who were shot. And yet, through all of that, the farm workers, people like Josefina, maintained their commitment to nonviolence.
Josefina herself was a target of an assassination attempt. She says she was shot 7 times after leaving a picket line to get food for the strikers. Not all of her contemporaries in the UFW confirm her story, but she rolls up her sleeve and shows me 6 scars. She says they're from 3 gunshots that went straight through her left arm.
Que me entró y me salió acá. Ay. Y luego este me entró aquí y me salió aquí. Y acá tengo el otro.
By 1975, 17 million Americans were boycotting grapes. Finally, the growers agreed to a state law guaranteeing farm workers in California the right to organize. The UFW negotiated contracts for its members with health benefits and paid vacations. Grossman says Chavez gave people hope and faith in themselves.
They believed that the work they were doing was going to make a difference for themselves and for their families, and it did. And I think Josefina is the epitome of that transformation in human beings that the farm worker movement produced.
Today, Josefina lives by herself in a small, cozy home in Delano. Her walls are covered with photos, mementos of half a century of activism. There are images of Pope John Paul II, the Reverend Martin Luther King, and of course, Cesar Chavez.
Hicimos todo esto por nuestra gente. Si no lo hubiéramos hecho, mijita, todavía estuviera la esclavitud de antes.
We did this for our people, Josefina says. If we hadn't done it, we would still have the slavery of before.
Tienen sus excusados, ya tienen el agua, ya se enferma alguien y le hablan a la ambulancia.
Now farm workers have bathrooms. They have water, Josefina says. If someone gets sick, they call an ambulance. But that was because of Cesar Chavez and all the strikers like me who are old now. We never forget what we did and what happened to us. There's more to do. Nationally, farm workers still do not have the right to a minimum wage. There are still heat-related deaths. Just 3 years ago, Josefina walked as part of a 150-mile march.
Yo no dejo, yo ahí estoy. Solamente que esté enfermo, que de tiro no pueda moverme, no voy.
As long as she can move, Josefina says, she'll be there for the farm workers. For Latino USA, this is Farida Yabala Romero in Delano, California.